You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, which is South Africa's leading boutique wealth manager. With me today is Ruan Brid from Brenthurst Wealth. Ruan, I like the way that you unpack the interest rate situation at the moment, because you start with the basics and then get a bit more technical. So you have to understand, first of all, what an interest rate is. An interest rate is the price of money. So, for example, you've got 100,000 in the bank in a deposit account and the interest rate is 5%. At the end of the year, you've got 105,000. On the other hand, if you've got 100,000 that you need to borrow, then that 5% is a penalty because you get charged a little bit more as well. So what we've got to look at now is the price of money, its implications. Why at the moment, Ruan, are interest rates being hiked? That is the big question. And what is the goal of that hiking cycle?
Yes, Lindsay, I think you hit the nail quite on the head. We're coming off a series of strict rate hikes, both on local fronts and abroad. And the reason for these hikes is based on the same underlying issues. Even though I do not fully agree with the rate hikes in South Africa than those abroad, I think there's a little bit, different reasons for rate hikes. And I do not believe we've got the same reasons to hike interest rates than the offshore economies. In offshore markets and economies such as the US and the UK, interest rates are predominantly hiked by the central banks for one big reason, and that is to rein in high levels of inflation. So inflation is at soaring levels on a global scale, which should not come to us, as a surprise, considering the world economy went through a world pandemic and we went straight into a war afterwards. So both these geopolitical events place immense pressure on global supply chains, which have increased inflation on the supply side by placing high constraints on the global supply chain. But further than this, inflation was also pulled on the demand side by central banks maintaining a very loose monetary policy, not only during COVID, but even for the last 6 to 8 years before COVID. And a lot of cash was pumped into the system, especially in the US economy. And the consumer were very strong in pocket over the last couple of years leading up to COVID. And this caused the consumer to spend more money, sending up the prices of various goods and services from the demand side, as more and more consumers were able to afford these items. And the interest rates are then hiked by the central banks in order to rein in these inflation numbers. And this puts the consumer under pressure and more out of pocket, meaning the central banks effectively want the consumer to be able to afford less purchases of goods and services to bring the inflation levels under control. High inflation levels is a very dangerous factor or occurrence for any economy, and it should be reined in as quick and efficiently as possible, because high inflation levels for extended periods of time in any economy can drive the economy into a recession.
I think you're absolutely right. You said earlier on, and you sort of slipped it in, almost feeling disloyal about the South African economy and the authorities that run the South African economy. You said you don't agree with it. I agree with you. I mean, if you look at the United States or Japan or Germany, and you look at South Africa, they're miles apart. And I don't think the interest rate raising cycle in South Africa is as effective as it is in the developed world, because all the people in the developed world have debt. They have big debt. They have credit cards. They have mortgages, etc. Whereas a good chunk of the South African population isn't influenced in its habits by raising or lowering interest rates. Do you not agree with that?
Yes, Lindsay, exactly. And that's my point as well. I think the rising interest rates in South Africa will not have such a big effect on, bringing down the inflation levels on local fronts as the central bank would like. Inflation in the US is currently soaring at 8.2%, only down from 8.26% in September. Mm. And this means that I think we can expect a series of even further rate hikes in the short to medium term, both locally and on international fronts. But the reason why I mentioned earlier that I do not necessarily agree with rate hikes in South Africa compared to international hikes, for example, the US, is that I think our inflation is driven by other factors than those outside of the SA borders. on local fronts, we have, I think we've got big structural economic growth issues, you know, such as high unemployment rates, a lot of red tape, you know, that prevents growth for local businesses. We've got a lack of overall economic growth, and we've also got a shrinking tax base year on year. Therefore, I don't think rate hikes in South Africa, in my opinion, does anything to halt inflation. On the contrary, I think it only damages the consumer even more, which is already under pressure, because the US consumer were pretty strong going into the COVID pandemic. So I think the rising interest rates will actually have a good impact on reining in inflation as opposing to South Africa. I think we can expect further rate hikes locally and offshore in the medium term, especially early 2023. And only when inflation starts to come down quite dramatically, I think will we be able to see a more dovish stance by central banks.
Yeah, I do think that the South African Reserve Bank, the governor and his team, are under pressure in order to sort of follow what's going on overseas. But as you quite rightly say, it should be tweaked a little bit and take into account the fact that we are an emerging market with 35% unemployment and so on and so on. So you think there'll be further rate hikes, maybe even this year and also going into next year in South Africa, Ruan? What's your forecast?
Yes, Lindsay, I definitely think we can expect some further rate hikes. As I mentioned, the central banks normally, give a very subtle hint or subtle message in what they say leading up to the official rate hikes. And we haven't seen inflation coming down quite faster than they would have wanted it to. So I think going into the next year, we can still expect a couple of rate hikes locally and offshore. And I think that will also put the currency, the rand dollar, under further pressure for the time being.
Yeah. And what is that going to mean for you as a wealth manager? I mean, you've got to say to people, normally higher interest rates, a higher price of money is an enemy to the personal investor, to the person that's investing in equities and other high risk asset classes. What are you saying at the moment? What do you say to people and how do you approach it? Because obviously domestic equity prices will suffer because of interest rates being raised in South Africa.
Yes, Lindsay, that's quite right. I think domestic equities and also international equities will be quite under pressure, considering our high interest rate environment. And it's an interesting topic that we have on a very frequent basis with our clients. So to explain it in simple terms, the impact that the rising interest rates will have on equity markets, when interest rates are hiked, the risk-free rate of return on offer rises, which makes high-risk investments even more riskier for investors. And this simply means that higher returns are on offer for investors to take on a very low level of risk. Therefore, investors will rather allocate capital to these lower-risk investments, such as cash in the bank, which you mentioned earlier, than investing in the stock market, where the risk-adjusted rate of return suddenly moves up the curve. Thus, you have to take on a significant higher risk to get the same returns than you would have in lower risk and lower interest rate environments. So when interest rates rises, consumers and businesses will also cut back on spending. Therefore, share prices will reflect this and will also drop somewhat due to lowered earnings, in my view. And the same scenario occurs in the currency markets. The dollar is widely regarded as the safe haven currency around the world. So as soon as rates is hiked in the US, it creates demand to hold dollar cash due to the higher yield. And therefore, other currencies, such as the rand, is most likely to depreciate against the dollar if rates is hiked even further. And this is what we do expect to prolong going into 2023.
Okay, but you manage these situations with your clients and you weigh it all up, because obviously there's a time lag between the time that an interest rate is raised and the effect on the markets, but also at the same time, equity markets have already discounted this. So this is presumably what you're telling your clients: don't worry, it's already in the market and this is just a very, very normal cycle.
Yes, Lindsay, that's quite right. As I mentioned earlier as well, the central banks, they always keep their cards against their chest, but yet they still, drop subtle hints as to, what the next move will be. And that's a big issue in or the big, you know, the big conversation to have with clients, or the important conversation to have is, you know, to get the message across that it's, you know, it will be after the fact if you as an investor only react on news that, you know, once it gets published. These rate hikes and the big news in the markets normally gets priced in before it's announced in, you know, the big news. So I think this is just, you know, also another factor to consider: good diversification in your portfolio, because I think then you'll be able to, you know, to ride out these or stomach these volatility that interest rate hikes also brings to the market.
Ruan, thank you very much for explaining that so beautifully. Ruan Breed is from Brenthurst Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.